Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know last year was last year, but there's a lot of attention on the Hail Mary, obviously playing the Bears again. What is your biggest memory of that night, and then what is the biggest takeaway for you from that play?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I just leave that last year. It speaks on it's about itself.
Hi, Coach. On the same topic, when you're helping the guys prepare this week, how much do you talk about that play and the end of that game versus recognizing Chicago's a different team this year and you have a whole different week of preparation ahead?
Yep, that was the first I talked about it right there.
You haven't adjusted with the team at all?
Zero.
Do you plan to?
None.
Gotcha, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This last year's story, you know, like it was awesome. We loved it, but like it doesn't apply to this week's game at all unless we get into that exact scenario and that exact situation. So then we can talk about it. But until then, like we got a lot of stuff to get better at and work on to get ready.
Let's go to Barry.
First, Jaden Daniels, then Dan Quinn yesterday. You know, Tyreek Stevenson was a big part of that play last year, and he's getting asked about it. He was number 29, if you recall, the one jawing at people in the crowd before the Hail Mary, getting back to the play late and then being the guy that actually tipped it up in the air for Noah Brown, one of the true boneheaded plays of last year. And he said that basically the only thing I could do from then on was show that my actions had changed and I had to become a better man and a better football player on the field. It was harsh. It hurt my feelings, the criticism. That's the best way I can explain it. It just hurt my feelings being a football player and having one of those mistakes that's going to linger around. Even when my son grows up, I've got to explain that to him. It definitely hurt, but I used it as fuel. He's actually been playing well this year, Stevenson has, for the Bears. Yeah, that's one of those plays, because it is an all-time memorable regular season play. I mean, that's, you know, it's not at the top of the list, but it's certainly one of those in our franchise's history. And by the way, in the Bears franchise history, on the other side of it, you're never going to forget that play, and it's going to be replayed forever. And Stevenson will be a big part of that play. Forever. I thought the last part of Quinn just saying, unless the only reason to even harken back to it is if we get into that same situation again. That would be kind of crazy, you know, because it'll be dark like it was, you know, late at 7:30 or whatever it was last year. They're going to have the alt black uniforms on. Bears are going to be wearing their white uniforms. It's going to look awfully similar. Imagine they've got the ball at midfield with 3 seconds to go down, you know, 4 or 5, and you're going to get a Hail Mary at the end. Be pretty wild. All right. Dan Quinn had a couple of other things that I wanted you to hear from yesterday. This was Quinn yesterday talking about like third down issues and getting into better third down situations down in distance.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
You guys have the best running attack in the NFL right now, yet your third down percentage is, I think, probably not as high as you would like it to be. How do those two things kind of marry to each other, and what is it going to take from your offense to get that number higher?
Yeah, two things I think we're still digging in on, like most things. We're still trying to get better at, you know, some of our pre-snap fouls. We've had some of those that knock us into some longer ones. And the third downs, as you referenced, to say, can we, how many of these can be smaller and closer as opposed to ones that have more time and distance onto them? So they do tie together. When do we, you know, the thirds that are medium compared to thirds that are long. And so those are definitely ones that, that do tie together. But it's definitely, as you know, we talked about our leveling up. That's one of them. And as a coach, you get to spend more time on some certain areas. And how do we affect that both ways? And so third downs, I think, you know, a big piece for us. And in Chicago, that's one of the things that they do excellent.
You know, Washington right now tied for third in the league for false start penalties. So some of those pre-snap, penalties are an issue right now with them. And I'm looking up right now because I didn't do this before, but I can find the information because they did have a delay of game on Sunday and they used a timeout. Yeah, they're not up there on delay of games, but tied for third in the league on false start penalties. We talked about, and he actually answered a question. Max let me know during the break that he actually was asked about the time of possession thing tied to the rushing yards. I'll play that for you in a moment. But yes, typically you're the number one rush offense in the league. You're going to be a little bit higher in third down percentage as well. And Washington right now in third down offense, remember defensively, they were very strong to start the season on third down. But right now, third downs on offense, I'll have it for you here in a second. They're 29th in the league at 32.7% third down offense. Defensively, remember, for a few weeks, they were number one in the league on third down. They're not at number one in the league anymore. They're basically in the middle of the pack at 16th. So they went from number one after the Raider game in third down defense to, you know, the game against the Falcons and the game against the Chargers. They gave up 9 of 16 against the Chargers. They're now dropped all the way to 16th in the league on third down defense. But yeah, time of possession and first and third down conversions offensively, usually they are connected more so to being a really good rush offense, and they haven't been for this team yet this year. This was Quinn on the time of possession thing. Max mentioned during the break that he was actually asked about the time of possession and the rush offense numbers. Here's what he said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, if I tell you there's a team that leads the league in rushing but is 28th in time of possession, can you explain how that those two teams things mesh? Because it seems they should be more in line, but not.
Yeah, it would be. I think it's the whole factor of it. You know, like there's probably some games where we had too many long drives, you know, defensively that we didn't like. So I think it all kind of, you know, works in together as we're going. I still feel like there's plenty of areas for us to improve upon. Third downs would be a big part of that as well, Ben, because obviously now there's some punts and some things that end some drives. So I think that's probably the closest correlation. When you're playing really well on third down, you have, you know, more extended drives. If you're really effective on first and second downs, you could actually have less third downs, you know, and you're just maintaining the ball. So we've got plenty of work to do on third down, but I would say going in, that could be one of the, you know, the topics.
Yeah, remember, last year they finished sixth on third down and number one on fourth down. They're 4 of 6 on fourth down this year. They're way down the list in terms of attempts. They just haven't had it. It's not really been a case of them being less aggressive. They just haven't had as many, you know, fourth and threes or less where it was an obvious go for it situation. And let's keep in mind, too, in the third down numbers, okay? Right now they're sitting at 29th in the league in third down offense. Jaden's played in three games, and one of those games you almost feel like you got to toss out against the Packers because they had no chance in that particular game on that particular night. And in the games, and look, the third down percentage on Sunday, I think was maybe a little bit misleading. They were 2 of 7, but one of those third downs was running out the clock at the end of the game before they went for the fourth down and scored the touchdown. So you don't really want to, they're not trying to pick up the third down. They'll take it if they can run for it, but they're running clock in that particular spot. So, you know, that puts one of those third downs at risk. And then I'm trying to think, was the field goal at the end of the first half a third down play? I don't think it was. I think it was a second down, right? They completed the ball to Debo, and then they clocked it after that. That would have been a first down play. But, yeah, I don't feel personally like there's going to be a third down issue with Jaden on the field. And I think the fourth down numbers, they're 4 for 6. That's pretty good on fourth down. But, you know, the circumstance of having more fourth down opportunities is really a function of not being successful enough on first, second, and third down. You know, you'd prefer as a team to have the fewest number of fourth down attempts and the fewest number of third down attempts, because that means your first and second down offense is super productive. The best teams, sometimes the best offensive teams, certainly the most explosive offensive teams, tend to have a lower number of third down attempts in the league because they are producing first downs on first and second down. There was one more Dan Quinn I wanted to play because I do think that this is going to be an interesting situation, and I don't know if it's going to develop this week or not, but Chris Paul and Andrew Wiley are competing, clearly, with Sam Cosmi when he comes back. Here was Dan Quinn.
You've had Chris Paul and Andrew Wiley playing well at guard the last couple of weeks. I know they're playing different spots, but are they sort of in competition with each other to determine who's going to be the other guard starter besides Cosmi?
Yeah, I would say there's competition all the time, but you know, as we're going into it, you know, let's wait till he gets back and gets going. I think that's more appropriate for it, because even then, you know, how much are we going to go right when he does get back? So I think we got, you know, some time to work through where we want to get to there.
Here's my guess. My guess is Chris Paul's not going anywhere. And that when Cosmi is ready to play, and that's, you know, that point is an important point by Dan Quinn there. The offensive line's playing pretty well right now, better than the situation with Coleman and Allegretti early in the season. And so they're not going to put Cosmi out there because they're not going to be desperate to put him out there quite yet. They're going to let him come along. So this may be a conversation for next week or even the week after. But not necessarily this week. But I would bet you, first of all, right guard was Cosmi's position. That's where Wiley's playing. Secondly, Chris Paul has been outstanding since replacing Brandon Coleman at left guard. And so I would guess that if they do, when Cosmi comes back, if he is ready to play, if they feel good about Cosmi entering back into the lineup, I would bet you it's for Wiley, not Chris Paul. I think they're really happy with Chris Paul. And again, right guard, I'm pretty sure that's true, right? Cosme's a right guard.
Yes, he is right guard.
Yeah, so that's the position that Wiley's playing right now. Now, Wiley's versatile. He could go to left guard if they thought he was a better player than Chris Paul, but I don't think that's where they're going to land. I don't. We'll talk some college football with Denton next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.